The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris O'Brien is rather under the weather this week. He was in California last week. He did not go on a walkabout, despite what some people have said. No, I said that. I made up that rumor. I figure if we have a presidential candidate now who could tell one lie every 169 words, that I could certainly make up something. This week, Chris is back from California and under the weather. So we recruited the one, the only Greg Bishop to join us as guest co-host. Welcome, Greg.
Thanks so much for having me back again.
Right. It seems like he's become a regular here. We welcome someone new to the show who has a lot of fascinating things to tell us. And that's Erica Lukes.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It says in your bio, other than the fact that you're an accomplished professional vocalist, that and I'm going to ask you about that, about music and UFOs. But you've been passionate, it says here, about UFOs, abductions, and the paranormal for your entire life. From the photo here, that must be about 23 years, right?
I love you. And, you know, all I can say is praise the Lord for Photoshop.
Listen, with my photo, but the one you see on the station and on Facebook, that took a lot more than just Photoshop.
Well, you need to give me some lessons then.
Well, they have all these great 3D modeling programs, you know, like the one that creates the Martian, the Green Martian in the Supergirl TV show.
Uh-huh.
So you see, it doesn't mean I'm really a Green Martian, but if they can do that on a TV show's budget, imagine what they can do with me.
Well, you're looking good. Whatever they did, it's working.
Well, you know, what happens is this is how we explain Greg's icon, his avatar. What it is I took the force from him.
Greg, how do you feel about that?
He didn't take anything from me. That's the Pascagoula alien, which is my favorite alien ever reported in any case. Basically because it looks like a kachina.
Oh, I like it.
I was thinking here that your avatar could use a shave.
It could use better shading is what it could use, actually.
Well,
I should have Red Pill Junkie make one for me because he could make a much better looking avatar Pascagoula alien, I think, that I could just pull off the internet, which is what I did with that one. Who doesn't do that? I mean, that's where you get your avatar. Come on.
Well, you know what I did here is I wrote to Red Pill Junkie after seeing the great illustrations he did for your book. And I said, please come up with caricatures for me and Chris.
Did he do it yet?
I'm waiting. We'll see what happens. You see, GCN now has a composite photo of me, just me, with a Paracast logo on it, which is on the files that we distribute for the show, at least the ones that GCN provides for us. Let's get back to something here that Erica and I were talking about before we connected here to start the show, and that is the fact that she's a professional singer. And I was saying here, what about Prince and his contribution to paranormal or UFOs or conspiracy theories? Anything in his lyrics?
I think that his lyrics are so provocative in many ways, as we know. I think that would be a great thing to really analyze, to research, because I feel that, you know, I mean, as many people do, that there is a connection and that perhaps artists, whether it's in, you know, I mean, a painter or a musician, any type of art, we have some sort of ability to perhaps access things that other people can't. And I think that's a fascinating prospect.
Now, our old friend Nick Redfern, and he's a great friend of both of yours, wrote an article about his five favorite UFO songs. But I was thinking here, there was a song from Jimi Hendrix on one of his albums, Up From the Skies. Don't know if you remember that
one. Yeah, yep. I loved Hendrix.
And also from Styx, Come Sail Away With Me, that song. is about a starship inviting the people to go with them at the end of the song. Remember those lyrics?
Yeah, another song that I totally loved back in the day when I was like 5, you know?
It has been a few years since that song came out.
Such a great song.
And then, of course, in one of the songs from John Lennon, and I'm paraphrasing the lyric, there's UFOs over New York and nobody seems surprised.
Isn't it fascinating? I mean, it's so cool when you look back and you see the profound effect that these sightings have had on people. You know, David Bowie, I mean, you've got Sammy Hagar, all of these people, Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, I've got a collection of probably near 100 UFO songs. I should start a website. But yeah, they're all through. There's another Jimi Hendrix. He says something about UFOs are looking down at us and laughing and say, you know, basically saying, come off it. What's wrong with you people?
I'll tell you what you're going to do, Greg, right now while we're talking. Go to, say, namesheet.com and register the name ufosongs.com.
Oh, no, I have ufomusic.com already registered. Or flyingsaucermusic.com, that's it. I just haven't done anything with it yet. So, yeah, I should start posting. I've been collecting for like 10 years. I've got all kinds of stuff.
You sure it's still in effect? Because I see nothing about it here. I don't see like a default site. Usually when you register a domain name, you have some kind of default site. It's a ridiculous discussion. What is not ridiculous?
No, it isn't. Flying saucer music is great.
I know. It is cool. It's a little mood music. I like it.
Well, we were just talking about songs that Erica likes, and maybe she'll just have to regale us with something. Because, you know, I'm crazy about people who can sing. Because I can't. I can't even sing for my supper.
You know, I perhaps maybe, but it's been a long time. You know, I sang for 25 years professionally, and I got to the point where I was just so burned out on doing it because those are hard hours and it's an interesting lifestyle. And so I stepped back and then I became a painter. I started painting, and so I need to dust off the pipes and get rolling again.
Now, I find interesting in looking at your bio that instead of calling them UFOs, you call them UAP.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure you didn't originally do that, that you some point in your studies, you were converted to the newer designation. When?
You know, I think it's an interesting thing for me kind of coming into this and learning a lot about how the public views the term UFO, and also looking at different researchers that are very, very respected and how they use this terminology. I always look at NARCAP. You know, NARCAP is an incredibly important organization, and they actually coined the term, Dr. Haynes, UAP, and I like it. I'm sure you saw Hillary Clinton on Jimmy Kimmel talking about UAPs, which is just funny.
Well, John Podesta must have briefed her before that.
Yes.
But she seems almost serious about this. You know, when a politician says, hey, I'm going to look into this UFO stuff, and they tell you that, and you think, oh, it's just a politician making a promise. But she's been asked about that several times, and she sounds to me like she's being sincere. I know a lot of people just hate her, which I can't understand. She doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes her voice gets a little too loud or hoarse, but of course she's a politician and she's campaigning every single day. But she doesn't bother me any. I just don't know why people are so polarized about her.
I know. It's interesting. I think this next election is going to, I don't know, I might have to move to Canada. It's going to be interesting. But I do find it very cool, interesting that you've got people from NASA throwing out little tidbits. So in the next decade or so, we'll make an announcement that we have found life. And then you've got Podesta, who is demanding disclosure, and Clinton. And I believe that the powers that be absolutely know that they can't keep a lid on this, and they're going to have to roll with it.
Now, let's go back into you, Erica Lukes. Let's look at your background in the field, and we have to do a break in a moment. And it starts out something I mentioned before. You've been passionate about UAPs, abduction, and the paranormal for your entire life. And I want to know when you first became interested and passionate about these subjects. And we'll pursue that in a moment. We'll just pursue this announcement go to plus.theparacast.com, learn about the Paracast Plus, about the enhanced version of this show after the Paracast, and more. We have Erica Lukes. We have special co-host Greg Bishop. That means you're in
the Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have UFO or UAP researcher Erica Lukes, and by the way, she is head of something called Utah UFO Research Project right now. We have Greg Bishop as our guest co-host, and I asked Erica when she first became passionate about these subjects, Erica?
When I was a small child, I believe I was 6 years old, I was in the school library, and I saw a book with a UFO on the cover, and I picked it up, and I just was mesmerized. And I think it was from that moment forward that something, a light went on inside me, and I knew that this was intriguing. I believed that there were many possibilities, and I wanted to learn as much as I could. So I just studied and, you know, caught little bits and pieces. You know, when Communion came out, that was a big thing. I read Bud Hopkins, just followed that. And through my lifetime, you know, I had had a series of interesting paranormal occurrences happen around me. And so I knew that there was something going on. I didn't know what it was. And in my 2013, I had a series of sightings over the Salt Lake Valley of the orange orbs. So that's what pushed me forward into wanting to really dive in and research what was taking place.
Now, did you go along with the crowd here in terms of UFOs possibly being from other planets or what?
I did, because I don't know. I mean, honestly, I can't say whether they're from outer space, whether it is something that is terrestrial, interdimensional. I mean, I don't know. And I've always felt that we had a lot of different types of things going on. But the more I really put my claws into researching this, the more I feel that we're dealing with something that is perhaps terrestrial, that we don't have the capability of understanding. I do think it is absolutely possible that we are being visited by extraterrestrial civilizations as well, but I mean, none of us know. And I believe we need to find out pretty quickly.
Do you accept the possibility that there are other answers to some of these UFOs?
I do.
All right. Now, you make a point of abductions, and you're also part of the MUFON Experiencer Research Team. Now, we've gone into abductions on the show, and some of our most controversial sessions have been with people who investigate abductions. We have the late Bud Hopkins on the show on several occasions. More recently, we had David Jacobs, and it was probably the most controversial episode of the Paracast ever.
Because
as much as people accept what he does or just accept it as part of a overall picture of evidence, others think he's a devil incarnate.
Isn't it interesting? And I think he is interesting. I would like to have the opportunity to speak with him at some point. He has interesting ideas. Again, as I look into the abduction phenomena, I believe it is very real. I believe that it's something that we need to take seriously, but I also see people even that research this type of thing, they don't really give it validity. And I don't understand that. Maybe it's too much for people.
Well, the thing we have a problem with here, the Paracast with Jacobs, is that his methodology seems questionable. You know, like, there are no leading questions to be asked when you're trying to do hypnotic regression. And people we've talked to about using hypnosis in connection with abduction seem to be concerned about things like that.
Right.
Having been involved in abduction research, what do you think?
I think that it is incredibly important to find people that have been vetted and are good at this, because like you said, you can lead people down a path, and a lot of times hypnosis is not exactly something that it's hard to find somebody that's good, is what I'm trying to say. You know, we have people, when I was with the MUFON Experiencer team, we had people that were really looked at and vetted, and I know we didn't have anybody in Utah that met the MUFON standards, and that you have to go through a lot of paces, and you also have to have insurance and all of this stuff, which is great. It's the way it should be.
So with UFO abductions, are people really being captured by ETs, some unknown force, or are they experiencing something that they're interpreting as UFOs and ET because that's how things are now?
That is a great question, and I honestly wish I knew the answer to that. I think you can look back historically and see that, you know, I mean, was it a succubus? I mean, there are all sorts of different interpretations as history has changed. Is it something that's paranormal in nature? I don't know. I mean, and that's the whole thing. It's like, I would just want to find out as much as I can because nobody really knows what's taking place. And the thought of something coming into your bedroom at night and taking you, whether it just be spiritually, whatever you're doing, I mean, that's incredibly traumatizing. I feel absolutely just the people that I worked with and spoke with, I mean, these people were forever scarred and impacted. And then you've got the fact that you can't talk about this publicly. You know, they felt isolated from loved ones. It's a really, a very sad thing.
Again, I think the big question is what's really happening to these people. It seems strange that if ET is here and they want to take genetic samples or study humans, and maybe they have very little regard for us, why would they have to do it over and over again? How many samples do you need to get a flavor of what's happening with the local populace?
That is a great question, and I would say obviously they're monitoring the progressions of people throughout their lifetimes, especially, I mean, we know women in their reproductive years. I don't know. I wish I had any sort of answer. You know, I can speculate, but I don't have a lot of answers. You know, I had Melinda Leslie on my show about a month ago, and she's fascinating, has done a lot of research, and Kathleen Martin as well, and they have lots of great things to say about it.
You want to drop in with a comment or question, Greg?
Yeah, I've been typing out questions with the microphone off, so you don't hear all the tapping going on. I in the midst of all those questions there, I had a few of them, I think one thing I wanted to ask is, what do you think of the idea that the questions that you ask when you're looking at all these issues basically frames the phenomenon with an answer already and kind of closes a loop and keeps you close to possibilities?
That is an excellent question. And I think that's something that I have learned, become a little more seasoned as an investigator, researcher. I've learned to frame questions very carefully. James Clarkson is a friend of mine. I've spoken with Gary Heseltine. Both of them are excellent detectives, and they have given me great guides for how to interact with a witness so you're not leading or putting anything in their minds.
Let's do our break here, Erica.
Okay.
We'll have more about Erica talking about UFO abductions. Our guest co-host this week is Greg Bishop. With Gene and with Greg, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, just to make things even more interesting, when we had Micah Hanks on last week, he gave himself a magical echo effect.
Ooh.
Ain't that crazy? I was just thinking of doing a shadow laugh with an echo. And thank heavens I won't.
That could be scary.
Hey, people think I'm scary anyway. But let's look at your viewpoints further with regard to abduction research. Go ahead.
You know, one of the biggest things that I feel we need to do with regards to this is I feel that we need to share information. And I feel this way not only with abduction research, but also with the field in general. I came into this and I was very shocked at kind of a dysfunction seen in a lot of groups, and the fact that we work in an isolated, we're often isolated and we're not sharing our findings. And I think if we're going to make any great progression with abduction research or figuring out what is flying around in our skies, we need to share the research. Am I dreaming?
No, not at all. I got a question about MUFON. Is there some kind of policy of what people are supposed to be looking for, or is it totally open at this point? I've been told that there's not an ETH policy anymore and that people are free to believe what they want, but I wanted to know from your viewpoint, is that what's going on? And also, do they support research that's not, you know, the standard, if you want to call it that?
You know, MUFON, I found many different viewpoints when I was working with other state directors and investigators in MUFON. I think that everybody comes into this with their own bias, so to speak. And I think it's interesting to see how that bias, even after decades of research, doesn't necessarily change. And we were never told that you have to publicly state that this is what's happening. I mean, I think that people come to their own conclusions. So I think that's I think that's a good thing. I think that's what we need. We need to have differing opinions and different ways of researching and investigating this.
Okay. I had one other question about the, when you interview people who are perhaps abductees or whatever you want to call it, I would say just by the fact that they're coming to MUFON, they've already kind of got an idea what's going on. And how do you deal with that? I mean, how do you weed out that, you know, a huge, you know, a myriad of things that could be happening to someone?
Absolutely. That's another great question. We have a very extensive experiencer questionnaire. And then Kathleen Martin goes through and the group goes through and then they rate the scores and, you can kind of figure out who is maybe dealing with something other than an abduction, a potential abduction, and then based on that, then they assign investigators to do follow-ups and interview people.
Okay. Yeah, well, the thing was, it's like if somebody goes to MUFON, I think they already kind of have an idea that some UFO-type thing is going on, and it might not be. So you kind of covered that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I knew Kathleen is fantastic with that. I think people understand that when you're coming forward with a potential abduction scenario that there are lots of things that you have to really root out to get to a true case of this happening. You know, there are people, I think, just in general that have lots of different reasons for wanting to come forward, and that is addressed.
Go ahead, Gene. I've run through about half the questions I typed out.
Well, okay, so Greg is now going to go out and play some softball or something because he's just finished with it. Let me ask you here, too, about abductions. Are we still seeing a number of them new episodes, or is it something that's kind of old and far away in terms of the number of these cases?
That is, oh, boy. You know, I believe that we're still seeing a number of cases. I don't think that that's going to let up. I don't know what it is. And to be frank, with my pursuits, I've kind of veered off from that. And I'm looking more into specifically, you know, Skinwalker Ranch, the orange orb phenomenon and things like that. So there are just so many facets to all of this. It's like, how do you do it all?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
So much.
All of this is so interesting to me. And it's like you go down one rabbit hole and then five more appear. And I have just finally kind of weeded out things that didn't really resonate with me. And I think because of what I have witnessed and researched, you know, definitely the orb stuff is where I really want to focus stuff.
Hey, I got a question. Where do you think MUFON should be, I don't know, 5 or 10 years from now? Where do you think they will be? And do you have any personal preference about where they might be going and where they should end up in the future?
I think that MUFON has done a great job with increasing membership and it raising public awareness about what's taking place. For me, as state director, former state director, I was very interested in seeing the database and seeing the analysis of what was taking place. And I didn't see a lot of that. And I know it is a volunteer organization, but to me, when you have 40 years of data, you have to look at what the data is telling you. I became aware of, you know, after researching the orange orb phenomenon, I became aware of the fact that there were specific places all over the world where there were sightings clusters. Oftentimes these places were seen in areas that had specific mineral or rare earth content, bodies of water. They were on Native American reservations. It's interesting to me, and so I wanted to know why or what I could do with MUFON to start analyzing the database so we could make connections, get people out in the field where these sightings clusters are taking place, and then do good data collection. But that's a process that is going to be a long, long time coming, because unfortunately you still have people that think things are Chinese lanterns. Sometimes they are. I think a lot of times they're not. And so you have to convince people and in my opinion, waste a lot of good productive time convincing people that credible sightings are not Chinese lanterns. You know?
that's another thing of doing all this study is what is the purpose of, you know, MUFON ultimately? Is it to prove to people that there's an actual real unknown phenomenon going on? Or is that, do you think that they shouldn't care and just go on with their research until they have some sort of a presentable answer?
I think that any organization like, you know, MUFON, I think that they need to have a very clear and deliberate message. I believe that we have, you know, we've got more than ample evidence that something is taking place. And I think it's a matter of how you disseminate that message. Instead of, you know, coming, and I'm not saying that MUFON does this, but instead of just saying that this is a belief system, no, it's not a belief system. This is a fact. This is a reality. So how do we mobilize the top leaders in the research community globally to step forward, work on a united front, and get good research? You know, that to me, those are the things that we need to be focusing on. And I, you know, don't think that having, as great as it is to have investigators out there looking at individual cases, and we need that, we need to have a group that looks at the larger picture, because there is a larger picture taking place, and we can't forget that.
Mm-hmm. Is that working, do you think?
Well, it's working for me.
Of course, you know, it works for you, but outside the community, it's very hard to convince people, either one, if they're not interested in it, or two, if they haven't had some sort of experience themselves. So you're going for that huge other part of the population that either, you know, absolutely doesn't believe or is interested, or, you know, is on the fence, but they need some kind of, you know, what kind of evidence is going to convince them.
More to come with guest co-host Greg Bishop. And Erica Lukes, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
I was hoping for something musical next.
Oh.
On the next, maybe when you
it's
do it.
It's too early
this.
In the morning.
I pulled the ocarina on him a couple shows ago. And it
oh, Michael Jackson, breaking it down.
Well, if you want to contact Dead Singers, that's the way to do it. We have Erica Lukes and Greg Bishop, and we're focusing now on abduction research. So, Greg, ask away.
My question was, how do you convince the people that are outside the organization and the people that aren't interested or, you know, think that there isn't anything there? I mean, I was going to say my opinion is that I think the change has to come from people's views of reality and how we perceive it rather than telling them, yes, there is some sort of phenomenon. What do you think?
Oh, boy. I think that is such a multi-layered thing to think
yes.
about for you know, for me, I am a very open and vocal person about my experiences, and it was interesting for me when I started to have these sightings to talk about them and see the public reaction to that, even my friends. And as I have, you know, they don't have time for it. They don't even, oh, whatever, it's just crazy talk and yada, yada. But as I changed the way I presented things to people, I saw a little bit of a light go on. And now my friends, I mean, there's not a day that goes by that somebody I don't know in Utah doesn't say, oh my gosh, I was looking up and I can't believe it. It's just shifting people's perspectives. How do we get people away from living in their little bubble? You know, and I think we do this, even if we're not looking for UFOs, we do this way too much. We have our 9-to-5 job. We're looking straight forward. We're not paying attention to our intuition. We're not paying attention to what's up in our skies or taking place in an intuitive level. And I think that if we talk about it enough and expose people to that, that we can open up a new world and perhaps lead research, you know, forward. I don't know.
I hope so. I'll give it back to Gene.
I'm taking it right here. I'm just going to put it into a little box and hope we'll get somewhere. Now, I have made a couple of criticisms about MUFON, and I'm not assuming you're a spokesperson for them because I want to ask you about the Utah UFO Research Project. And that is, I don't see where, at least publicly, MUFON has accomplished all that much since, what, 1969? What do we know today that we didn't know then that's significant?
You know, I think that we definitely know that we are experiencing something, that we are being visited. I think that, you know, MUFON, every year they have the top 10 cases, and so we have great cases that come through. But I don't. You know, I have asked myself that, and I feel that hopefully I made some contributions while I was state director in that regard. And I know that we've also, my Project Orange team has done great things with regards to, now we're implementing some of what we've found into the education for MUFON field investigators, and that's fabulous. So I think that changes are coming. I think that we will. Jan Harzan understands that he needs to look at different facets of this and bring some of the more high gradient things into research. So I think things are changing, but I think MUFON needs to be more clear on the information it gives to the public. I think, you know, we can go in there and look at the database, but I think we need to have really good information. We need to get more information out there with regards to what MUFON has done.
Now, MUFON has a database. National UFO Reporting Center has a database. There are other databases around the world. Wouldn't it make sense to find some way to get all these databases to be merged?
It certainly would. You know, I go back and forth on that sometimes. I mean, to me, when I first started this, I thought it would be great to do that. I think that unfortunately, until we have standardized protocols for obtaining, you know, sightings reports, it might not really do any good, because you've got, you know, MUFON has a pretty good form that you fill out when you're doing things. I'm not sure. In fact, I wish I could remember what Peter Davenport's form was like, but I think we all need to come together and standardize protocols. I think that it's never necessarily a good idea to have all the data in one place, if you know what I mean. So I don't know. What do you think about it? You've been doing this. You've seen a lot of things.
I think at this point, we have tons of data, but it could be contradictory. We can have situations where there's a sighting with multiple witnesses, but MUFON has two of the witnesses. The fourth and fifth witnesses are on National UFO Reporting Center, and maybe one more witness has never reported it anywhere. You're not getting a complete picture unless you have that. The second thing is with regard to following up on these cases, learning more about the person who has the sighting, not just treating the sighting as a specific event that's separate from someone's own life and lifestyle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. I think that's important. When I was state director, and even now that I'm investigating and doing things with this new project, I mean, the first thing I do when I get a case report is I look at every other database that I can get my hands on. And I always, you know, go right to New Fork, because they, you know, you get one sighting here and then you get two sightings on New Fork that are similar sightings. And so pulling in all of those resources is essential. And also, like you said, you need to not look at things as though they are isolated incidences. They're not. This is something that is, you need to pursue. I don't think that after a certain amount of time, in my opinion, cases should necessarily be closed. I had a great case here, a mass sighting a couple years ago, and that was a case that I still have open because I'm getting new information about it. And so I think it takes a lot of work. This isn't case open, case closed.
Now, do you ever look into a person's background? Have they had previous sightings? Have they encountered other strange things, not just UFOs?
Yes, I do. And I find that people that have UFO sightings typically have paranormal things happening in their environment. So You have one sighting, and then you talk with the witness, and they often divulge, oh, I think, you know, I remember when I was out in the desert and I saw this and da 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 da. And so you do establish a pattern, whether the witness is misidentifying objects or not. You know, you have to be pretty good at asking the right questions and determining that. But people are often repeat, they have repeat things happen, repeated things happen.
We call them repeat offenders. I'm kidding.
All right. We know a few of those.
All right. Now, you mentioned that you've had sightings, particularly in 2013. Let's get more details about those, and we'll cover that in the remainder of this segment and persist with that in the next segment as need be. Now, prior to 2013, had you ever had any UFO and or a paranormal experience?
I did. I lived in my late 20s and early 30s. I lived in a home that was, oh my gosh, about 100 years old. And we had repeated, I mean, and we're talking multiple people over the decade that I lived there. Things happened where people were seeing a male figure, where objects would fly off shelves and interact with electronics, just different things. It was really a fascinating thing. We had a group come out and do multiple investigations, and of course got the typical EVPs and orbs and things. And it was just a really fun, fascinating time to see this and to see people that were just didn't even want to go there, come into the home and have things happen and just be like, whoa. So there was that, which was really interesting. I had a couple experiences where I saw things up in the sky that were perhaps unusual, but I don't know if that was something truly anomalous. And it wasn't until 2013 that I said, whoa, wait a minute, this is really weird, and I need to figure out what it is that we're seeing.
Let's find out what happened in 2013. We have Erica Lukes, and amongst many, 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 many pursuits, she is the head of the Utah UFO Research Project, of which we'll ask more. We have Greg Bishop, our guest co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all